We've once again been rated as requires improvement overall, but there's much to take comfort from in this report. Firstly, it's identified some significant improvements across a range of areas. That's emergency care, end-of-life care, surgery and so forth. So I'm actually really pleased about that. And secondly, the report highlights the improvements in culture in the organisation and how much happier staff are working here. So again, I'm very happy about that. Clearly there are still areas for improvement, but what I think this report does is give us a solid platform to move on and to move the organisation into and beyond a good rating. So we have work to do, but I think everybody's up for it, and certainly the commitment to quality and improving quality I've seen in the organisation is absolutely fantastic. Obviously, we, like the rest of the NHS, are experiencing significant pressures, and inevitably the consequence of that is that we're going to be asked to do more with less. But we've managed to deliver against that so far, and I've got no doubt that with the will and the ingenuity that people in this organisation display, that we'll be able to rise up to that challenge. So we accept the findings of this CQC report. There were no surprises in it, and when we did a self-assessment before the inspection happened, then these were broadly the results that we came out with. What I would like to do now is just to thank all of our staff who do such a fantastic job day after day in caring for our patients, because as an organisation, we'd be nothing without them. So thank you to all of our staff.